You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast. A big week to look ahead to as well. It's the Challenge Cup final at Wembley as Leeds Rhinos take on Hull KR. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined once again by Mark Lightfoot in the studio and Mark Wilson on the telephone. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks, yeah. Mark. Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Good, good. Obviously, the week build-up towards the Challenge Cup is always exciting. It's interesting, particularly if your team's there as well. And yeah, are you looking forward to it? I mean, yeah, you'll be going, won't you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going down. Going down over the weekend. Should be a cracking weekend. There's a lot of subplots, isn't there, to this one, if you like. And the majority being, the Sinfield, Peacock and Luluai, the fact that they're going to be retiring at the end of the season. Will have got on a high. There's more to play for than the Challenge Cup. But I think that those guys are going to get the majority of the headlines, assuming, of course, Leeds win. That might not be the case.
Well, you've got the two fairy tales, really, haven't you? You've got the Cup upset. If Hull KR were to beat Leeds, it would be one of the biggest upsets for nearly 20 years. Whereas if Leeds win, you've got the send-off of Sinfield and Peacock and Luluai, as you mentioned. So there's both sides of the story that could turn into a bit of a fairy tale, really.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting. How do Hull KR react? It's a really big game, but we can't deny on the way they've beaten some decent teams. They had a tough test at Bradford. I watched them there. Then went to Wigan and won. They beat Catalan at home and then beat Warrington on neutral ground. No one can argue they don't deserve to be there.
No, as you mentioned, they've beaten good sides along the way. What about yourself, Mark, in the studio? What do you make of it? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, a lot depends on how Hull KR come out. Last year, Castleford against Leeds in the final, Castleford were caught in the headlights a little bit and Leeds managed to sort of get away from it a little bit early in the game and Cass could never quite get back into it. Leeds will be looking to start fast again against Hull KR, I think, and it's just how Hull KR react to the occasion. I think Cass were caught out a little bit last year, caught cold slightly, so Rovers will be looking to start fast and they've got to be in the game early on. If Leeds get away early on, then I can't really see a way back for Rovers, but hopefully Hull KR, for the neutral, hopefully Hull KR can stay close and make a real game of it.
Yeah, that is the key as well. If you look through previous cup final upsets, the underdogs, if you like, always seem to score early or score the first try, so it's something to look at. Let's put some betting on it as well. Leeds 1-5, the draw 25-1, Hull KR are 4-1, Leeds minus 14 on the handicap at even money. The handicap tie is 16-1 and Hull KR plus those 14 points is even money. We'll start with the chances of the reigning champions Leeds. They bid to become to secure back-to-back cup wins for the first time since 1977 and 78. They're still on course to win all three trophies and they've already secured a playoff spot in the Super 8, so this can be their entire focus. I imagine it would be anyway, but for this week, we'll start with you, Mark Wilson. Are Leeds a 1-5 shot here, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they are, in all honesty. I'm looking, I've seen both the games between the two this year and OKR, they're good, but I just think that they play too much open rugby against a team like Leeds. I think that might play into Leeds' hands a little bit. Even at Headingley, where Hull KR went with quite a weakened side, they scored a couple of beautiful tries and then just got blown away. And even on the opening day of the season, Hull KR scored a lot of points but still got beaten. And I think that's the problem. I think it's the... If they'd have chosen an opponent at Wembley, would it have been Leeds? I probably don't think it would have been. I know you could say that about a lot of teams, but I just thought Hull KR don't generally beat Leeds. That's certainly my recollection of it. And I think that is the problem for them. I think there's a lot of emotion behind Leeds. And I think if Leeds start well, I agree what Mark said about Cass last year. They got caught in the headlights and they didn't go and play their own game. I think there's one thing you can guarantee about Hull KR, they'll go play their own game, and if the passes stick and the offloads come off, they might have half a chance. But for me, I think, I don't like to say it, but I think it's how many Leeds win by. So yeah, they are a 1-5 shot. I'd be amazed if they lost this one. I think there's a lot that's got to go wrong for them, and I just think there's too much unity in that camp to make sure that three legends at Leeds go out on a high, certainly when it comes to Wembley.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the tactics in there, because the man who lead Hull KR out at Wembley, Tyrone McCarthy, has talked about perhaps changing the Hull KR style and perhaps trying to be more defensive and contain Leeds a little bit more. He's even been quoted as saying we'd take a 1-0 win over Leeds in the Challenge Cup final. So it's something that they're actually thinking about going into it as well, Mark.
It is, but I don't think it's that easy. I don't think Hull KR have, you know, got one way of playing. You might argue, look, the ground out, was it a 12-8 win at Wigan or a 10-8 win at Wigan this last week in the Super League? What a result that was, by the way. But they made a lot of changes, you know. They are going to play Albert Kelly. I'm not buying all this rubbish he ain't playing or whatever. I think he plays. He's going to be limited as to what he can do. But you know, they'll come out and they'll try and score points. I think they'll score points even in defeat. You know, I think that's one thing you can look at, is Hull KR to get some points. But for me, I just you can't change on the day. You can't, you know, Cass did that last year and it lost them the game. They didn't come out and play their game, and that's the thing that Leeds will do. They've played so many big games. The hoodoo about Wembley, you know, all last year, Leeds going to do it. They've done it now. There's no pressure on this game other than from within their own camp, and I have to say, I think they're going to win.
Okay, so Mark Wilson can't really see past Leeds. Mark Lightfoot, can you?
I just echo what Mark said, really, about the match betting at least. I mean, I just think they've got too much experience. You know, last year you could have made a case for Castleford. Castle were flying high in Super League at the time, and the handicap was only 8 on the day, I believe. Cass were really expected to throw it down to Leeds. Well, this year, Leeds haven't got the monkey on the back that they had last year. And, you know, if you look at Leeds against Hull KR season long, Leeds are way ahead of where Hull KR are. So I don't see Leeds finding a way to not win the match. We've talked about Sinfield, Peacock and Luluai there as well. It'll just mean too much to these guys. They will find a way to get the game won, I think. Handicap's a different matter, obviously, but as far as the match betting goes, yeah, I can't see past Leeds.
Okay, you mentioned in their cup final experience, Hull KR only have 3 players with cup final experience, whereas Leeds have an absolute wealth of experience in there. How much of a part do you think that plays?
Well, a pretty big part, I think, and it's not like they're all experienced just in the Super League now as well. They've got that Challenge Cup win as well. And one thing Leeds have done well over recent years is just maintain that consistency of the team. If you look at the lineup, I think there'll probably only be about 2 players different from those who started at Wembley last year as well. That's a really big bonus to have that consistency year on year, where you only have to change 1 or 2 players each year. It's not like wholesale changes have to take place, and they know each other, they know each other's games, and it's a big factor. Yeah.
Okay, so we're both pro Leeds then. Other kind of bets we could put on there. You mentioned in there, Mark Wilson, that you think Hull KR will get plenty of points on the board. Will this be a game that you'd look at with the match betting and both teams to score 20 or more points? I know it's not necessarily the case in cup finals, but it does squeeze a bit of value out of the game if you think that'll be the case.
Yeah, it does. In terms of Leeds, 3-1 for Leeds to win and both teams score 20 or more. Do I realistically think that'll happen? No, I can see Hull KR getting 2, maybe 3 tries. And I've just had a look through the Hull KR team. You know, they've got some good players, some really good players. Obviously, no Campese out for the season. And Kelly, I think, is going to be playing on one leg. But the word I'm hearing from in the camp is they think they can patch him up for one more game and that'll be him done for the year. Hopefully, he can. I mean, what a talent he is. But I think I would play overs on the part. I think we could get a high-scoring affair. But the part of me feels I can see Leeds running away with this. And we've seen it. You do see it in cup final. Once the game and the realisation you're not going to win, there's a bit of an ease off, isn't there? And I just think Leeds will win it. I think if you're going to bat Hull KR to win, not take the 4-1, take the win by 1-10, which is one of the headline offers at 13-2. They're not going to blow Leeds away. No way on this earth. A lot of people look at Leeds to win by 30 or more at 7-2, but I hope that doesn't happen. But in my mind's eye, that is quite attractive. But if I'm saying that Hull KR are going to get 12, 18 points, that means Leeds need to get 50, which the one I compared it to, Mark, I don't know if you might not be as old as me, but Leeds beat London, didn't they, 16 years ago, and they absolutely battered them on the day. And
yeah, I was there.
That's what I don't want to see, if you know what I mean. But that I've got a gut feeling that might be what happens.
Okay, so Leeds might run away with it. If you wanted a safer bet then, on the dozen winning margins, Leeds to win by 13 or more is 8-11. You're getting 8-11 about a team that 1-5 in the market, and you know, 13 or more points. You could feasibly see that happening.
Well, yeah, I could.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit. on the handicap and in terms of the margin, I'm probably more in the Hull KR camp a little bit. Two reasons, really. One is that you've alluded to this, Mark, already, but Hull KR, I've got some strike in the team. You know, with the wingers, Mantellato and Sio, Kieran Dixon, and I really like Lunt as well at dummy half. I think there is a possibility that if it's a high-scoring game, they could score enough points to stay within the 14. And the other way it could go, last year, when Leeds got sort of Castleford at arm's length, they really just managed the game. They got into some decent attacking positions and were really content to just grubber the ball into touch, get the scrum reset. And they just sort of ran the clock down a little bit, really. It wasn't one for the purists, but they got the job done. If they approached the game...
Do you think that was, though, Matt? Do you think that was get the job done? They've not won there for 15 years.
Yeah.
Do you think they will do that this year, or do you think they'll go out with a bit more of a flurry?
I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on how the game pans out, doesn't it? I mean, if they get to a point where they're so far in front that Hull KR can't come back, then yeah, they will be a bit more expansive, like we see in Super League, and they'll throw the ball around a bit. But if they're still sort of, you know, sort of 10 or 12 points in it, then they'll probably be happy just to pin them down at the Hull KR end. You know, if I was taking a handicap there, I'd probably rather be with Hull KR or even the Leeds 1-12, which I think is 21-10. So that's probably a better value bet than the evens Hull KR plus 14, in my opinion. As we both think Leeds will win the game, but there's a few other bets that stand out as well, possibly. But yeah, it's difficult to see Rovers winning the game, as we've said, but I would like to think they'll put up a good enough fight to stay within the line.
Okay, well, if that is the case, and it's a bit touchy at maybe 10-point gap, and the man who will control it for Leeds in that case will be Kevin Sinfield. There'll obviously be the bias towards him as well a little bit in the man of the match market, with it being his final Challenge Cup appearance for the Rhinos. Lance Trodd Trophy betting, he's 7-2 at the top of the market for that. Would that be something? Is that short enough or something you'd look at?
I think he's got an absolutely huge chance, yeah, I do. You know, I wouldn't put anyone off backing him at all. I mean, second in the betting, Jamie Peacock at 6-1, which, again, you can understand the sentiment behind that price and the fact that a lot of journalists might get on the, might, you know, fancy Peacock to have, he'll play big minutes and he's bound to have a big game, and he won't leave anything out there. But I'd rather be with Sinfield than Peacock, just because the record that prop forwards have in this, you know, you very, very rarely get a prop winning this kind of award. Peacock's a special case, obviously, this year, but I'd rather be with Sinfield at the price. If you're looking at those front two, I'd rather back Sinfield, I think.
Okay. It was interesting watching Jamie Peacock as well on the Super League show on the BBC, talking about how there'll be no sentiment towards Hull KR, even though he's going there next year. He says it's all about the final and playing well for Leeds.
It's a superb story, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
For Peacock to, you know, play his last Challenge Cup final, he's playing for Leeds against his future employers. You know, you can write the headlines yourself, really. So he's going to have a big chance, but 6-1, not for me for a prop forward. When, you know, I think Jeff Lehmer is the only one I can remember ever winning this award. So, and he scored two tries.
Yeah.
You know,
any opinion there, Mark Wilson?
Yeah, it's not going to rain on Saturday, which I think actually takes away from Sinfield's chances. I'm a member of the press, and I know how the press work on these occasions, and they do generally vote for the fairy tale story, which would be one of Sinfield, Peacock and Luluai. However, I think they're all a little bit too short. If you look at it, Sinfield was 8-1 to win Man of the Match in the semi-final. I know because I backed him. I think, because I feel the game is going to be expansive, it's going to open up, I think the actual Man of the Match betting might be taken out of the hands of the press, i.e. someone might play that well that they've got to be picked as Man of the Match. And I was actually going to have a look at Callum Watkins as a Man of the Match player, just purely because I think I can see him running riot and I can see him getting some tries. So I'm going to put Callum Watkins. I'd like to put Zach Arnaker, I think at the minute he's a form player in the competition, but his game is built on solid defence. I've got a horrible feeling he ain't going to have to do too much defending. So I am going to go for Callum Watkins as Man of the Match, because I think I agree with the Sinfield sentiment. I can't argue against it. But I think if someone gets three tries or something like that, they've got to be Man of the Match. So I'm going to take him on, albeit with a heavy heart.
It's a good point, and it's something I was going to allude to as well. Like last year, I backed Maguire, and I thought he was the best player on the field, and he scored a try and he scored a drop goal. but Ryan Hall scored two tries and he won. That's what won him man of the match.
Yeah.
So if you are looking, just to lead on from that a little bit, if you are looking at any of these sort of try scorer markets, players to score a hat trick or players to score two or more tries, you might as well back him for man of the match. And here's my reasoning behind that. Ryan Hall, for example, is, I think, 9-1 to score a hat trick.
Yeah,
but he's 16-1 to win man of the match. Now, if he scores a hat trick, he's a stick on for man of the match. So you might as well take the 16-1 that he wins man of the match than the 9-1 for the hat trick. Same with Tom Briscoe. 10-1 hat trick, or I think he's 25-1 man of the match. So, yeah. If you're looking at those wingers and you think it is going to be an open game where some of these guys can score a few tries, then you're probably better off going down that route.
Yeah, Ryan Hall hit form again last week in terms of try scoring as well. He tweeted, didn't he, saying, "I can score tries after all,"
yeah.
Which is ironic coming from him, of course. He's part of the headline offer as well. Ryan Hall to score and Leeds to win the cup is 13-10. Ryan Hall and Callum Watkins both to score. Is just to score a try is 100-30. So I suppose those will be of appeal as well.
I like that 13-10. I've got to say, Hall to score and Leeds to win the match. I do like that.
It's a great announcement. I'm with you. I think if you're back in Leeds, you take a chance and go with that one. I really do.
Yeah. Any other try scorers? You've mentioned Callum Watkins there yourself, Mark Wilson. Any other try scorers in there for you?
Yeah, looking at a bit of out-of-back, Kyle Ablett last week, and he scored 9-4. He does the same at Wembley. I think he'll be decent. I like Brad Singleton, but I've got a horrible feeling he ain't going to play, so I'm not going to back him unless he does play, so I'll wait for team news on that one. We've already said that if you're going to back Hall, I'll set the headline offer. I think Full Care, there's a little bit of value. Ken Seo is a player that's done as well. On the podcast, 5-4 any time. And what about Sean Lunt? You mentioned him earlier, 9-4. He scored that winning try against Warrington. He signed a 4-year contract, hasn't he, to stay at Hull KR. That's a great boost for them because as far as they were concerned, he was moving on at the end of the season on loan from the Giants. Lunt, 9-4 any time. And I tell you what, I interviewed a dozen of the players on Monday and he was by far, of both teams, he was so relaxed, so looking forward to it, determined to enjoy it. He's been twice a beaten finalist. He's determined to go there. He wrote about involving all his family and enjoying the day and soaking it all in. He just looked a player, for me, ready to play rugby. And I think London at 9-4... if you do, for any reason, think that Hull KR could win and you're looking at Hull KR man of the match, I would look at Lunt, and Mantellato, because I think Mantellato's going to have to kick everything going and could well score a try. Both big prices, but that's where I'd be going on the try scorers.
Yeah, Mantellato, part of the headline offer for Hull KR backers as well. Josh Mantellato to score and Hull KR to win the cup. He's 11-1 if you're leaning that way. It's a nice enhancement that way as well. Right, let's wrap this up. Let's have best bets from both of you. We'll start with you, Mark Lightfoot.
So I've got a few written down. Ablett anytime, 9-4. Mark Wilson's just mentioned it. He scored 11 in 25 Super League games and he's got a habit of popping up with a try in the big games. So I quite like that 9-4 Ablett anytime. I've mentioned that Leeds to win by 1-12 at 21-10. I prefer that to sort of the handicap line. And then I think Sinfield will have a big game and I wouldn't put anyone off backing him for man of the match.
Okay, hand over to you, Mark Wilson.
I've got to play that Ryan Hall headline offer because I think it's great value at 13-10. I will be having that one. I'm going to put Watkins as man of the match because I think he's going to get a hat trick. He's 12-1 to get a hat trick, but bigger to me, Lance Todd man of the match. So I'll put him up for that one. And I'll agree with the Ablett shot like that. I've got a feeling that Ken Seo will score 5-4 any time for him. And that's where I'm going to be going. I'm just looking at the extra handicap markets actually while we're on here. There's a headline offer, obviously, Leeds to win by 30. I think that's a little bit greedy. I'm going to take a bit of value. I'm going to go Leeds minus 22, 9-4. I think they might just have too much. And I agree with what Mark said. I was at the game. I viewed it same as him. They eased up a little bit at the end, Leeds. They saw the game out. I think this time, if they're winning, there'll be no emotion in it. They'll be ruthless. They'll go. They'll get the job done. Minus 22, 9-4. Hope I'm wrong. Hope it's a great game. But I'm in it to win money, not to see a good game.
Good point. Thank you very much, both of you. Good luck and enjoy the Challenge Cup final.
Cheers, Matt.
Cheers, boys.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.